You know, we used to have bad here, and I don't even go back there. We used to have so bad here. She won't speak to me. He won't speak to me. So, amen. But God said, Genesis 1, verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. He continued saying it until he had created the whole universe, plants, animals, and man. Then in verse 31, God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. God saw what he said. Say that. Say, God saw what he said. Say, I will see what I say. Say, I have to know. I will see what I say. All right. Shout hallelujah.
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 Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jonathan said, used his tongue to say, come, let us go over to the Philistine garrison. And Israel was just in trouble. Jonathan told his armor bearer, come on, go with me. He didn't tell his dad. Anyway, shorten the story, and it's in 1 Samuel chapter 14. And they won the victory because he said, you keep saying, I ain't got enough money to pay my bills. I don't have enough money to give. I don't have enough money to buy gas for my car. I don't have enough money to pay this. I don't have enough money for that. Stop believing God for your needs. I'm believing God to make my payment. Stop believing God for your needs. I heard somebody say this. He said he would give you the desires of your heart. But he already said he will what? Supply all of your need. I heard Kenneth Hagin said, if you need $450, send the ministering angels out and tell them, go get my $450. T had such a word Wednesday night, but one thing he said, get the scripture. Don't just go say words, get the scripture. And then go send your ministering angels out and bring it. And he'll bring it in. And he'll keep on bringing it in. Saying he'll keep on bringing it in. So he'll keep on bringing it in. If I send them out, he'll bring it in. So while you're frustrated over what you don't have, start looking at what you do have. God said, look at God. But we take him so lightly. There have been 1,000 words gone forth from the prayer line. And they sound so good when we hear them, and we forget them. Landra says she writes them down. I was, but they go so fast till I just about quit. Need to start back. But so many words that have gone. But we take it so lightly. But God said, give something on the building fund every Sunday, even if it's just a penny. You can't tell me that you can't find a penny somewhere. But we forget. This is not condemnation. This is what? Conviction. With a tongue, Jesus said to his disciples, let's go over to the other side. Shorten the story. What happened? They what? They what? I don't hear you. They what? When the storm came, verse 24 of Luke chapter 8, he says, then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and the water was calm. And verse 26, and they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which was over against Galilee. Listen, what storms are raging in your life? Your spouse won't do right. Your children won't do right. Your money won't do right, it seems. What are you saying about it? Don't get enough on my job to pay my bill. What are you saying? Jehovah Jireh, you are my provider. I send forth the ministering angel to bring forth what I need. Maybe my electric bill is $350-something this month. I hadn't looked at it, but it gets up there and beyond. Somebody said, that much? That's not much compared to some. And if I don't have the money, thank God Bishop has the money. But if I didn't have the money, I've learned now with my mouth. Say, with my mouth. I get a scripture that said God supplies my need. The scripture that says, owe no man anything but to love him. Now God, I can go on these two scriptures. I can get some more. Now, Minister Daniel, go forth and bring my $358.72 to pay my electric bill before November 15th, 12th, whenever it comes out. And I expect it to be in. And I'm thanking God that it's in. And if it seems like it's not coming in, I'm pressing more. I'm pressing more. I'm pressing more into the word. Then I'll go back and see some past victories. And I go back and see some victories in the Bible. And I said, God, you are no respecter of person. You gave me this win. You gave me that win. You gave Daniel this win. You gave Jonathan this win. You gave Jesus this win. And I'm your child. I'm not disrespecting you, but I'm just calling you to honor your word. I've heard those grandchildren say many times, Papa said, well, I'll take you, honey, or I'll take you riding, I'll take you. But Papa, you say it. Joran, he doesn't know how to say Papa say it, but Papa, I'm going to ride tractor. I'm going to ride tractor every day. Joran, it's too cold. I'm going to ride tractor. Because you promised me that I could ride the tractor every day. Get the word on it. Get the word on him. Yeah. I'm trying to train him to eat, get him to sit down to the table. Y'all have to know the story, long story. And Papa goes and buys him milk. I said, he's not going to eat as long as you're giving him milk. I got to fatten him up. So I ain't going to tell him what he'll be like when I come back. Amen. See, I made a negative confession. Papa will go work with what I've been working with while he's gone. Amen. Lord, forgive me. See there? See how quick we can say that? Just from habit. Papa is going to work with me what I have been working with since I've been gone. We fussed, we fought, we did some of everything Monday to get him to sit down to the table, eat 3 slices of apple, 4 or 5 crackers, and 2 bites of bacon. But Tuesday, he sat down with no problem. Papa can't undo that while I'm gone. Amen. Your tongue has the power to create your world. It has power to cause you to get up in the morning or to sit still. Your tongue has the power to get you to church today. It has the power to tell you to listen to the word with your heart or say, I hope we'll get out early. I hope we get out early like we did last Sunday. That's a LOL. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there's no God. He said it. Psalm 14:1. Or to say, as Psalm 104 says, bless the Lord, O my soul. O my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Your tongue has the power or ability to cause you to confess and then to live out what you're saying. Bless the Lord at all times. Tell your tongue to say that. Tell us, say, tongue, say, bless the Lord. Say, keep on saying, bless the Lord. That way his praise will be continually in your mouth. Psalm 18:10, say this, the name of the Lord is my strong tower. I am righteous and I run to it. Keep on saying that, the name of the Lord, the word of the Lord. Stop getting that. I talked to somebody recently. They say, I'm sick and I'm depressed. I said, well, do you want the sickness? And do you want the depression? No. I said, it's just as easy to say, praise the Lord, I'm healed, as it is to say, I'm sick and depressed. Which are you going to say? I don't know if we got cut off or they hung up. You know, we had a vocabulary word years ago when I was at West Clay, and the word was hypochondriac. You know what that is? A person who pretends to be sick, thinks they're sick when they're not. And this boy wrote, and it was well known about his mom. That was a true statement. And his sentence was, they had to use him in the sentence. His sentence was, my mom is a hypochondriac. And sometimes I wonder about this person, you know. Amen. Just been, you know, been so used to being sick, don't know how to be well. Amen.